When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
I know you're paying attention to global events as well as what's going on in our nation. War and increased conflict is bubbling up in more places. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals. Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
Nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter tank of gas. You know what it'll get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today and save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company who shares our values.
Go to puretalk.com/clay to switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. That's puretalk.com/clay.
Welcome to today's edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast.
Welcome in. Thursday edition, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. I appreciate all of you. Buck, every day when I start to say the day, there's so much that feels like happens every 24 hours that I can't believe that we still have two full days of shows to be able to hang out with you guys, because there's just an absolute frenzy out there everywhere. We got a bunch to dive into. We've got the updated numbers of a Pennsylvania Senate race that both sides are arguing they are going to win. This may end up coming down to a couple of hundred votes. If you ever doubted whether or not your vote matters, Dr. Oz right now has around a 1,200 vote margin over Dave McCormick, 31.2% to 31.1%. That is down from a margin of 2,500. Dr. Oz's camp says that they are going to win. Dave McCormick's camp says that they are going to win. This is going to turn into, I believe, one of the all-time tightest Senate primary elections ever in what is going to be one of the most important battlegrounds in the entire country, with a retiring Republican Senator, Pat Toomey, and theoretically a must-win state battle in order to take control of the Senate. So we'll continue to update you on that. Maybe we will have a resolution in the next day or two, or maybe this is going to run all the way into next week before we officially know the outcome. So much to get into surrounding the abortion debate, all sorts of craziness being argued there. But Buck, I started off this morning, first thing when I woke up, I saw this headline from NBC News, and I said, my goodness, the long knives are officially out for Joe Biden and for everyone who is trying to defend Hunter Biden. Because when NBC News, which has mostly pretended that this story doesn't exist, is suddenly writing a headline of Hunter Biden's hard drive shows he and his firm earned about $11 million from 2013 to 2018 while Joe Biden was vice president and still in office. This is based on his laptop, which all of a sudden everybody is covering. And this is just what stands out to me when you actually read. This is the opening paragraph, Buck. From 2013 through 2018, Hunter Biden and his company brought in about $11 million via his roles as an attorney and board member with a Ukrainian firm accused of bribery and work with a Chinese businessman now accused of fraud. according to NBC News analysis of a copy of Biden's hard drive and iCloud accounts and documents released by Republicans on two Senate committees. The reason why I bring this up, Buck, you and I have been talking about this laptop and Joe Biden's connection to it and how incredibly dirty it is for some time. But when you have the NBC Newses of the world opening up stories with that paragraph, things have changed in a way. And we talked about the New York Times, the Washington Post, everybody diving in. Most of them have pretended this story didn't exist. This is getting incredibly tumultuous for the Democrats, Joe Biden and Hunter Biden.
Think of the shift here of the pendulum from the universal Democrat media decision to not cover, to ignore, which, as we've discussed before, you're an editorial guy, I'm an editorial guy. What you do and don't talk about is really, in many ways, the most important decision you
make
in the media. And they just pretended like this was nothing. It wasn't interesting. It was fake. It was Russian disinformation. And now that the emails have been put online for anyone to see, you can effectively go through them now. It's almost like the initial WikiLeaks dump. Remember that when they put them there and you could sift through all these State Department cables. So now that they have put this out there, there are a couple things going on. One is that they are starting to recognize any person who sees this is going to ask some basic questions. Now that we can all agree on the essential facts here, because they aren't denying the existence of those facts anymore, who pays a drug addict and, let's be honest, an irresponsible imbecile?
Yes.
I mean, a crack and heroin using, or was it just crack, stripper impregnating, behind on child alimony payments and child support payments. Who pays that guy $11 million for his advice, Clay? Think about this for a moment. No one is paying Hunter Biden millions of dollars. And now we know it is $11 million. I know it's over a period of years. That's a lot of money, folks, right? We all know that's this big time money. No one pays that money because they think Hunter Biden's so smart and going to help their business grow. Burisma didn't pay it. The Chinese businessmen that he was interacting with weren't paying it because of that. So then we get to the why. And the why, of course, is to create influence in the White House for corrupt foreign countries. Yep. And when you think about the fascination that the Democrats had with the emoluments clause under the Trump administration, the Washington Post was running front page stories about diplomats buying cheeseburgers and drinking beer at the Trump Hotel and how maybe that was influencing foreign policy. I mean, it was laughable versus this. So now it's out there. The other question I'd have for you, Clay, is what do they do when it, and I think it becomes increasingly clear this may happen, when it's shown that a substantial part of Hunter's business was kicked back to the big guy, the sitting president of the United States. That's a big deal.
No doubt. And this is all tying in. So Hunter Biden made $11 million while his dad was vice president. The money didn't stop. Joe Biden, and I can't believe more people aren't talking about this. Joe Biden, in his first year out of office, Donald Trump is sworn in late January of 2017. In roughly 11 months, Joe Biden made $11 million, according to his own tax returns. Now, that's an awful lot of money. $11 million, Buck, for a guy that's never owned a business prior to that point, that has never done anything other than basically be a government employee. As soon as he leaves office, he makes $11 million. And there are millions of those dollars in income that's not explained. Now, he paid taxes on $11 million, but exactly where that money came from and how he got paid, in other words, if Hunter Biden made $11 million between 2013 and 2018, do we suddenly think his illicit connections to Ukrainian and Chinese businessmen, who, by the way, as the NBC News report says in its opening paragraph, which is so significant, it's not as if he is involved in relationships with guys on the up and up. It specifically says, with a Ukrainian firm accused of bribery and a Chinese businessman accused of fraud. So in addition to the fact that Hunter Biden is, as you said, a crack fiend, not reliable in his own right, he is interacting for business purposes with companies that are involved in bribery and fraud, individuals untrustworthy in nature.
Can I also put out there, at some point, you're not a conspiracy theorist, you're a coincidence theorist with some of this stuff, meaning the media, the Democrats, explain away everything. Well, that's just, you know, it just happened that way. And let me give you one example. There are many you could point to with the Hunter Biden situation, but somehow we know that Joe Biden was, by his own admission, involved in the pressure from the U.S. government to fire Shokin, a prosecutor who, as part of his portfolio, was looking at foreign corrupt practices of businesses in Ukraine, and specifically Burisma. Now, you can tell me a lot of things, but if you're going to tell me that Hunter Biden getting, people say 50, but I'm told by those very close to this that it's more like 80,000 a month. Hunter Biden happened to be getting $80,000 a month while his dad was vice president in charge of U.S. foreign policy in Ukraine under mandate from the Obama administration, and specifically demanded. Well, look at Hunter Biden. He doesn't know what time of day or year it is most of the time, but he had a really strong opinion on how good a corruption prosecutor was in Ukraine. Does anybody really think, you know, I know the media goes, oh, but we have State Department people who say he was great. Yeah, just like we had 50 intelligence professionals who said that the laptop was fake, right? We know that people will prostrate themselves for these lies. That's not a coincidence. I don't care what anybody says. It's not a coincidence.
I just want to hit you with a couple of more lines. This is NBC News. This is not Breitbart. This is not Red State. This is NBC News. The documents and the analysis, which don't show what he did to earn millions from his Chinese partners, raise questions about national security, business ethics, and potential legal exposure. And here is a quote from Walter Schaub, a former director of the U.S. Office of Government Ethics. He said, sorry, that's the wrong quote I want to use. Frank Figliuzzi, who's I'm probably...
Figliuzzi.
You know him?
I know of him, yes.
Okay.
He's a loon.
FBI's former assistant director for counterintelligence said, there is a national security risk when foreign powers like China see an opportunity to get close to someone like Biden. Direct quote, it's all about access and influence. If you can compromise someone with both access and influence, that's even better. Better still if that target has already compromised himself. Buck, everybody wanted to talk about the Steele dossier and what Russia had on Trump, even though we now know the Steele dossier is just based on three random friends' conversations. Wall Street Journal did an incredible piece recently on that. But Buck, how easy is it to compromise a crack addict? They have, you want to talk about compromising information? Imagine, we already know tons of compromising information about Hunter Biden. Imagine what China and Ukraine have on Hunter Biden.
The fact that
NBC News is now diving in here and asking all these questions that people like you and me and most of our listeners have been asking for almost 2 years is a major shift and pivot in the way that this story is covered.
People should all remember, because the shifting standards here, when it comes to corruption prosecutions, this is some of the dirtiest stuff you'll see the Democrats do. The governor of Virginia previously, Bob McDonnell, was hounded by federal prosecutors. They wanted to send him to prison for 11 years, Clay. Do you know what the totality of gifts that he accepted from a businessman were? $175,000.
Yeah.
They wanted to send his wife, who wasn't even a public official, to prison for 2 years. The Supreme Court had to step in and say, but he didn't do anything.
Yeah.
You can say he accepted gifts, but if there was no, you know, quo in
quid
the
pro quid, quo.
Quid
yeah.
pro quo, like, what are you... They didn't care. He was a popular Republican governor at the time, and they wanted to destroy him. But I want everyone to understand, Democrats, when it suits them, think you should go to prison for a decade for accepting gifts, even if you don't do anything, and even if there's no corruption attached to the actual exchange of goods, services, etc. What was Hunter Biden was being given gifts too, folks. There was no work product. This is what I'm trying to. There was no work product in exchange. Hunter Biden's work product is teaching people how to freebase. He has no work product. This is absurd.
No.
So can I ask you?
It's a great question.
But you know, I'm going to ask you this. We'll come back. Is this just an insurance policy now for Democrats? Are they creating the out if they don't want Biden to run again? Is this the sword of Damocles hanging over this administration's head? That's what I want to think about.
We'll talk about that when we come back. Why is this coming out now? Why does NBC News suddenly, after 18 months or almost 2 years of knowledge surrounding the Hunter Biden laptop, suddenly decide to cover it? That is the big question out here. Another big question. How do you save some money? Stock market, don't look. Just don't look. It continues to tank under Joe Biden right now. Inflation is at an all-time high for many of our lives, and so many of you out there with family and friends are trying to save money while you can. You know, you can save $900 a year with Pure Talk. How much difference would that make in terms of helping to cover these rising all-time high gas prices, everything costing more at the grocery store? Pure Talk will save you and your family even more than previously thought. $900 a year. All you have to do is switch from Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile. Your family could save that much just on your cell phone plans. And listen, same phone numbers, same 5G plan. All you need to do is get Pure Talk Unlimited. Talk, text, 6 gigs of data, just $30 a month. My own son is on a Pure Talk phone. He absolutely loves it. It's been phenomenal for us. 14 years old, about to go into ninth grade. I text him all day long. Of course, he is active on his phone, as most teenagers are, and he is getting hooked up with Pure Talk. You can as well. Our own family has made this choice. I've had these people in my family. You can trust them. They'll take care of you. Here's how you flip. Cell phone. Dial #250, say Clay and Buck. You save an additional 50% off your first month. You can be switched over in less than 10 minutes. Same phone number. Dial #250. Say Clay and Buck one more time, 50% additionally off your first month. Get your phones in your hand. #250. Say Clay and Buck.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-GOLD.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, I'm covered, no worries. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance. That can be a lot of money for your family. But how do you know you're not being overbilled? It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. When your medical claims come in, HealthLock technology reviews the claim for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors, so you pay only what you owe. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Bottom line, insurance alone isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
Nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter tank of gas. You know what it will get you, though? For $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk.
You'll get the same quality of service as AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile, but for half the cost. The average size family saves almost $1,000 a year, all with no contracts and no activation fees. You can keep your cell phone number and your phone, or get great deals on the latest iPhones and Androids.
Make the switch today and save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company who shares our values, who supports our military and veterans, creates American jobs, and refuses to advertise on fake news networks. Go to puretalk.com/buck to switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. That's puretalk.com/buck.
Welcome back to Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. 800-282-2882 on those phone lines. Just want to remind everybody, because I was talking about this before, one of my theorems that I've posited for a long time is that the Democrats just get away with political prosecutions and Republicans don't, not only we don't do it to their side, we don't complain enough about it. And you go down the list of all the prominent Republicans that have been hounded by unfair, unjust prosecutions. I mean, in the case of Ted Stevens, federal prosecutors hid clearly exculpatory evidence. I believe one of those prosecutors ended up committing suicide. You look at what happened. Do you have something? I'm just going to run down the list. I mean, you've got Rick Perry in Texas, Chris Christie with Bridgegate. I just mentioned Governor Bob McDonnell before. Scott Walker, the governor of Wisconsin, all of them, Clay, hounded by prosecutors unfairly. And then the Emoluments Clause, which I mentioned under Trump, they wanted to impeach him under this, and state attorneys general from Maryland, and I think it was another state, I forget where, went after him because he, quote, received payments for hotel rooms and events from foreign governments, and there were licensing fees paid for The Apprentice. They were actually saying, because foreign diplomats sometimes stay in Trump Hotel or something, which has, you know, 400 rooms, It's like they're buying foreign policy.
Buck, when I came to work on this show, I got a call from somebody who is a big sports fan, but also pretty high up in politics. And they said, buddy, everything that you have ever done, particularly with your taxes and everything else, you are stepping into the lion's den. And some people will be aware of this, but the degree to which Rush was hounded by the government over where he was doing his show, over taxes, over every little thing that they could do to try to come after him. That was one of the first calls I got. Because, look, I've been doing sports, which is fine. People are competitive and angry, and they get fired up about sports.
But the IRS doesn't come after you because you're rooting for the wrong team in sports.
That's right.
In politics,
in sports,
they do.
Yeah, that's what I was told. And look, the problem, and this is me speaking as a lawyer, with many of these prosecutors is you can find somebody and charge them with a felony if you want to for almost anything. Like every single individual out there, if a prosecutor went through every single thing that you do all day long, every day, they could make a case to try to charge you with something. It's crazy. I want to tell you, if your business has 5 or more employees and managed to survive COVID, you're eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate of $26,000 per employee. Not a loan, no payback, it's a refund of your paid taxes. Challenge is getting your hands on it with all the red tape involved. That's why you need to go to GetRefunds.com. They're tax attorneys, specialists, little-known payroll tax refund programs. They do all the work, no charges up front, just share a percentage of the cash they get with you. Average client gets $400,000 back. GetRefunds.com has helped 10,000 companies receive over $1 billion in cash rebates. They can help you too. Just go to GetRefunds.com. Click on Qualify Me and answer a few questions. GetRefunds.com. No risk, high reward. GetRefunds.com is the site. Welcome back in. Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Appreciate all of you hanging out with us. We are now joined by the Attorney General of Arizona. He is fighting battles every day for so many people out there in the state of Arizona, including in Phoenix, where we have one of the biggest audiences listening to radio in the country, number one in that market. Attorney General Brnovich, let's just start right here. If and when Title 42 is no longer in force, what do you expect to happen in the state of Arizona, and what are you trying to do to fight against the repeal of Title 42?
Well, a tidal wave of destruction will impact our southern border, and it's got nothing to do with climate change. And don't just take my word for it. The Biden administration themselves have said that we will see 18,000 people a day trying to legally enter our country. Now think about it. You got the basketball playoffs going on right now. That's like the equivalent of one of those arenas every single day illegally entering the United States. And you're talking about the price of drugs dramatically falling, impact the social welfare system. Literally, Americans will die and our country will be forever changed as a result of the lawlessness at our southern border. Title 42, as you guys know, is one of the only things left for making this crisis even worse. And that's why I was very proud to lead the charge. Our lawyers were in federal court arguing that the Biden administration cannot rescind Title 42 at this time.
So, A.G. Brnovich, appreciate you being with us. What should they, put aside what they will do, because I think we all know it's going to be a disaster, but what should they do? Meaning an extension of Title 42 until when and until what measures are in place, right? I mean, that's one part of this discussion that I don't, because you can't have Title 42 forever, right? At some point, one would think this authority would have to expire realistically. So, I mean, do we have metrics for when that should be and what needs to be put in place so that it doesn't result in the flood of illegal crossing that everybody's expecting right now?
Well, once again, put this all in context, is that Title 42 can't be looked at as in isolation. You're right. It was a common sense public health policy, but it's now one of the only tools law enforcement has to deal with the historic border crisis. So this didn't begin and end with Title 42. I mean, this began literally on the day Joe Biden was inaugurated, when he stopped building the border wall, and we had to sue him over that. When you remember when he implemented that, what they call temporary, and it was permanent guidance, where the Biden administration refused to deport people, deportation orders, more than a million people in this country, including people being released and from prisons and jails. We had to sue him over that, and there's been ongoing litigation. I was at the U.S. Supreme Court in February arguing when the Biden administration tried to rescind the public charge rule, where they want to give government benefits to non-citizens, what I call the incentivization of legal immigration. So the problem is what we have seen over the last year and a half since Joe Biden took office is a systematic attempt to undermine the rule of law and to undermine all, not only literally statutes, but to undermine policies and formal government rules that were implemented that were actually having a real effect on illegal immigration. So yeah, Title 42 is one of the only, it's one tool in the toolbox. It wasn't meant to be, permanent, but I think we all recognize that if Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Secretary Mayorkas revoke Title 42 at this time, he is setting up the Southwest for the biggest invasion since the Alamo.
What are you seeing on the ground in Arizona as we get basically 6 months out from the midterms? What do you expect for Arizona, which is a huge battleground, to look like come November 8th?
Well, as someone that grew up here in Arizona, and I've lived here, I still live in my same neighborhood I grew up in, is people want security. It's all about security, and that means border security and economic security. And folks here, you know, wherever they live in the state, recognize that whether it's at the gas pump, whether it's at the grocery store, or whether it's the gangs that have increased their presence in our neighborhoods, this is all a result of the failed policies of Joe Biden, Secretary Mayorkas, Kamala Harris, and Cartel Kelly. And so I think there's a lot of great anger and frustration with what's going on. And really, when it comes to especially security, border security, I mean, this is when the federal government's at its apex of power, where the president is supposed to be protecting us and guarding us. And instead, we're not only seeing a record amount of people illegally cross the border, which strains our social services, we are now seeing a dramatic decrease in the price of fentanyl and the price of methamphetamine. And I will tell you, as a former gang prosecutor, we know as the cartels make more money off drugs, they become more powerful. And we know that more people are going to die. Someone's niece, nephew, son, daughter is going to die as a result of the flood of methamphetamine that's coming not only into Arizona, but it's also spreading throughout the United States. And so we talk about security, safety in our neighborhoods, and we talk about the ability of hardworking middle-class Americans to be able to fill up their car with gas and not have to take out a college loan.
Speaking to Attorney General Mark Brnovich for the state of Arizona, Mr. Attorney General, tell me what could be done to clean up the situation. I mean, you mentioned the cartels, you mentioned fentanyl overdoses, 107,000 overdoses, fatal overdoses nationwide last year. I'm sure tragically a large percentage of fatal overdoses occurred in Arizona, as it's along the border. So how do you crack down effectively? How, you're talking about safety. People need safety. What would you do? Or what, you know, if you were to win a Senate seat, for example, what would you like to see change?
Well, A, I'm going to win the Senate seat, and we need to have a realistic and holistic approach. And so, one, we look at what's going on with our judiciary and even the Supreme Court, making sure that we appoint and confirm judges that understand the rule of law, and that they're not there to be policymakers, but they're there to enforce the law. We need to make sure that we are supporting our law enforcement officials, and that means making sure that, you know, we don't demonize them and that we don't try to stigmatize people that are just doing their jobs. And we need to make sure that we have the resources and the willpower available to enforce existing laws when it comes to our southern border. And so that literally means we got to deport people with deportation orders. We have to make sure that we continue to build the border wall. We have to make sure that we're, you know, especially the local level, the state level, as I've done as prosecutors, we want to make sure that people that break the law are arrested and punished, and that we have a judicial system that that enforces the law as it's supposed to be. And so I think that part of the problem we've had is that you send people to Washington, D.C. that just want to get reelected, and they want to continue to grow the size and the scope of the federal government. And the next thing you know, we have the federal government, for example, involved in education and trying to ram critical race theory down our kids' throats. And that's not the role of the federal government. But when it comes to issues like border security and national security, that is where we need the federal government to focus its time and resources.
Attorney General Mark Brnovich of Arizona and Senate candidate. Appreciate you being with us, sir.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys. Hey, what about my walk-up music?
What would you pick?
Oh, I don't know. Like maybe some Grateful Dead or Rush, Limelight, Kid Rock.
Have you ever gotten a cease and desist? Because I know this happens to a lot of politicians. When you're doing rallies and you use music that you like, but the politicians, the musicians decide they don't like you. Has that happened to you, or have you heard of that happening in Arizona?
No, but I think the key is you got to go with folks like Toby Keith, Kid Rock, or the Grateful Dead, where they don't get hung up on that.
Or Litz, for example,
which is why we picked
Mr. Brnovich.
So we know that they're going to love this music for decades to come.
I was going to say we could send him a playlist, but you know, it's like I'm burning him a CD or something. Hey,
oh, Burning for You, that'd be a good walk-up song. But yeah, maybe the Blue Oyster Cult would stop me from playing it. I don't know. So,
all right, AG Brnovich, right, everybody, thanks for hanging with us, sir. Good to talk to you.
All right, right on. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Folks, did you know that children can be the targets of identity theft just like adults can? School or medical office data breaches are common, and their information, kids' information, is exposed to cyber thieves. Help protect your child's identity by limiting how you share their social security number, finding safe locations for their documents, and keeping your online devices free of viruses and spyware. It's important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives. Your personal information gets exposed so often, making it dangerously easy for a cyber criminal to steal your identity. Protecting your identity can be easy with LifeLock by Norton. LifeLock detects and alerts you to potential identity threats you may not spot on your own, like loans taken out in your name. If you do become a victim of identity theft, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but it's easy to help protect yourself with LifeLock. Their identity theft protection starts right here. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year with promo code Clay and Clay or promo code Buck. Either one will work. Your first year, promo code Clay or Buck. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK. Head to LifeLock.com. Use promo code Clay or Buck for up to 25% off.
Welcome back in. Hour number three, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. We appreciate all of you hanging out with us. So as you listen to the music that is bringing us back here at the top of the hour, a lot of you have the same reaction that we have had over the years. For decades, Rush's theme song has reminded everyone out there, truth and clarity on the way. It's an iconic song forever that's going to be attached to Rush Limbaugh and everything that he represented. As we come up on the one-year anniversary of this show, these song rights are expiring, and we wanted to take this time, Buck, and we talked a lot about this behind the scenes as this song rights are expiring, wanted to take the time to find a song for this show that could be as iconic and irreplaceable in the future, and also that would feature a band that really loves and respects what our political beliefs are, because as a lot of you out there know, there are a lot of bands that do not respect what we believe in every day. And so we spent a lot of time on this, Buck.
And for us, this is really like retiring the jersey in sports, because Rush's theme song is forever attached to his memory, everything he built. And we deeply honor that, his legacy. And that song is a part of his legacy, of course. So with all of that in mind, and given, as we said, that the song rights are expiring soon, we found this amazing band. Clay is actually friends with the individuals in this band, Lit. You may know the band Lit. The song we've landed on is called My Own Worst Enemy. It has tens of millions of YouTube plays. There are hundreds and hundreds of rock stations that were playing it when it first came out in 1999, which I will say is a great year.
A phenomenal year. Phenomenal, maybe the greatest energy. Year of all time.
And Clay, a really great thing is it's rare to find a rock band that honestly doesn't have the politics of a bunch of evil commies, no matter how good their music may be. These guys are patriots. They love America. You know them. They listen to the show.
Yeah, I listen. I know them personally. And so I'll give you a story. They live here in Nashville. The band is Lit. Again, the song is My Own Worst Enemy. If you are a fan at all of 1990s era music, this is one of the most iconic songs that came out of the 90s. I met these guys many times over the years here in Nashville. And actually, I was over at their house once, and I walked in. And they had a college football game on. It was Utah was playing, and we're number one in Salt Lake City, so shout out to the Utes. And I just thought that was interesting. I watch every college football game, but they had Utah on, and I walked in, and Jeremy Popoff, who is one of the members of the band, his son was a student manager for the Utah Utes football team. So I got to know the family really well, and in fact, their son was one of the interns for OutKick. And I've gotten to know him so well, and we were making this decision, Buck. It was really important to me that we feature music from people who respect and love and have the same political beliefs as us. These guys moved to Tennessee from California because they were so frustrated with the direction that California politics had gone, and they are going to be longtime listeners of this show. They loved Rush. And when we had this conversation with them, Buck, I mean, you should have seen their faces and how excited they were to be able to bring their music to this audience and connect their brand and their spirit with the spirit and the brand of the greatest radio show audience that has ever existed in American history. So we spent a lot of time on this when they told us this song was expiring, that the contract was running out, that they wanted to make sure that it was forever iconic and connected to Rush, that we could find our own version of this. And I'm confident that you guys are going to like it in the same way My City Was Gone defined Rush. Again, I think your analogy is a good one, Buck, of retiring, you know, sort of the jersey. We'll always be proud of our affiliation with Rush in that theme song. But we hope that this new song will also be a big part of our listening family. I think we're going to debut it on Monday.
Yeah.
It may take some time for people to get used to, but we wanted to directly address this with you instead of just flipping a switch and suddenly you guys are like, what in the world happened?
We live every day on this show to serve this audience, the audience that Rush built. And everything we do keeps in mind that legacy and all that he built over decades. So we make decisions here with that as a lodestar, as a guiding point for us. And so with that in mind, we are retiring the jersey, so to speak, of a great song. A song, let's be honest, that Rush made great, actually. I think that's fair to say. It is really associated with Rush more than anything else about that song. And now we're going to be introducing folks to Lit, and we think that they will, we hope they'll enjoy it. We want to hear from you, by the way. As we say, we serve you. We serve this audience every day. That's why we're here. And it's an honor, honestly. It is a privilege. And I've said this before, and I think you can tell, Clay and I feel the same way, We really mean it. We're lucky to be able to do this show every day. It's a great blessing for all of us to be able to talk to all of you. So I want to hear from some of you. If you know Lid, if you're excited about the prospect of a little bit of some 90s music being thrown into the mix here. You've already heard some 90s here and there. I mean, we want to keep it just from an audio and music lover perspective, keep it fresh and moving and introduce you to new things in general. And so if you have any thoughts on this one, 800-282-2882. We'd love to chat with you about it and hear what you think about it. And know that we know that it's a transition. And for some of you, it might take a little bit of getting used to, but we're excited about it. And it'll be, I think, something that we all look back on and say, this is kind of a fun thing to get to have a relationship with this band this way and to have a sound that will be associated with us.
In my neighborhood, Buck, I sent you this video. We had a 90s tribute band come out and play here in Nashville. And the very first 1990 song that the tribute band played was My Own Worst Enemy. And so there's, you know, several thousand people at this event. It was great out here in Franklin. And I took a video of it. And actually, in downtown Franklin, probably a couple months ago, I was at a charity event. And Lit came and played My Own Worst Enemy, and the entire place just went crazy. So I know everybody's got different musical interest and different musical taste, and when you came of age, you may think is the greatest music of all time, yeah, regardless of when you came of age. And so for Buck and I, the 90s are basically the best era of music that ever existed.
And, you know, we did a little testing. I mean, I tried to convince them maybe my a cappella rendition of the Macarena would be a good way to go. And that would really fire people up. But apparently, you know, that wasn't really going to make it quite as effective.
I don't think I've told you this, Buck, but I am tone deaf. Like, I can't, this may not surprise people because I don't necessarily do great when it comes to pronunciations, but I was in chorus in high school and I was so tone deaf in terms of being able to sing that the chorus teacher said, you mouth the words. I've never heard of a chorus teacher doing this before. He stood in front of the basses till he could find out who was messing up the pitch. And he said, you have a good speaking voice. He said, you will announce from now on in chorus. You had to take chorus. You had to take an art to graduate. And mine was chorus. He said, from now on, you will announce the songs that we sing, but you will actually just mouth the words. We don't need, have you ever heard of anybody being told that who's a member of a choral group? You announce, you have a good voice, good speaking voice. You can announce what we're going to sing, but you can no longer sing.
This reminds me of when I was for a short period of time trying to play ice hockey in the third grade. And I told the counselor or the coach that my helmet was too small for my huge head, and it was and he's like, no, it's not. And then he put it on my head and he goes, yeah, no, it is too small.
So, you could have been the next Mark Messier. The helmet issue was a monster issue.
I needed a different helmet and I never actually even got it. And my ice hockey career didn't last for, I think it lasted about 3 weeks. So yeah, man, we've all got those memories, Clay.
I just have never heard of anybody being, you know, they always say like anybody can get better. I've never heard of a chorus teacher, Mr. Skandrick, God rest his soul, at Martin Luther King Magnet in Nashville. There's a lot of witnesses stopped right in front. You could just see his eyes. He was so disappointed, Buck, that the choral group and the basses, when he was standing in front of them, were not in unison singing well. But I did do a really good job announcing all those songs that year. So we all have our benefits. We all have our talents. But in all seriousness, I'm telling you, the Lit guys are super excited. And we will do an event. I don't know when it'll be.
I was going to say,
but at some point,
we gotta get them to show up and do live stuff for us.
In Nashville, we're talking about, you know what we could do. I need to get them on. I need to text them and see what their schedule looks like around the midterms, because we're doing our event in Nashville to celebrate what should be a red tide for the midterms. Need to get the guys to show up and sing My Own Worst Enemy.
Better and better, because we'd like to give you, we got to tell you what's going on and what the challenges are in the country. And look, the Biden administration's in charge. There's a lot of stuff that's messed up right now. There's no question about it. But we are planning a midterm election party. Not a call in, you know, oh, this state, that. We're going to let other people do that. They sit there at the decision desk or whatever and they can make their calls. We're going to be rocking out and maybe really rocking out, because it is looking like it'll at least be a restoration of sanity in the November election. I don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves, but it is looking pretty good right now. And so if we could have Lit play there, I mean, honestly, I don't know if there is a band that can transport you to the late 90s faster with a song. I mean, they're right, you know, you're right up there. It's iconic in the way that, like, Bittersweet Symphony and some of those other
great song
very
too.
We'll 90s songs.
We'll play it for you if it's not already queued up. I hope it is. We'll see if we can play it for you coming out of the next break as we come in for the next segment if you guys haven't yet heard or not exactly sure of what that song sounds like. It's the choral, right, that you will hear as we start each of the hours going forward, I believe, on Monday. So I just want to let you know where it was coming from, why it was happening, the background there. And we continue to thank you guys for supporting the show as we continue to grow and continue to fight the battles that Rush would be fighting himself if he were still with us today.
On mornings like today, excuse me, I especially look forward to drinking my Black Rifle coffee. I actually did drink two cups of it this morning to help me get fired up for this show. I know it's going to taste great and have just the right amount of caffeine to give me that boost I need. Black Rifle Coffee is a veteran-founded coffee company that delivers premium coffee to people who love America. Since day one, they've been developing their explosive roast profiles with the same mission focus they learned as military members serving our nation. Black Rifle imports their high-quality coffee beans from Colombia and Brazil. They get roasted in Black Rifle Coffee's unique way each weekday and shipped immediately to Black Rifle Coffee lovers nationwide. That way you get the freshest coffee possible no matter where you live. The best way to enjoy Black Rifle's freedom-filled coffee is with the Black Rifle Coffee Club. When you join, your brew of choice is roasted, packaged, and shipped free to your door on your schedule. So just understand, I get Black Rifle coffee sent to me every month. I get the ground beans and I get the K-Cup sent to me. I love this coffee. You never have to worry about buying it again. And also, it's a great brand. They support veteran law enforcement and first responder causes. And it's just delicious. Gets you fired up. Try their blend CAF if you've never tried it before. That's what I start my mornings with. Purchase and try BlackRifleCoffee.com right now. Or rather, go to BlackRifleCoffee.com and try it. Use code CLAYANDBUCK at checkout for 20% off. That's BlackRifleCoffee.com. Pick exactly the blends you want, the gear, the K-Cups, whatever you need. Make sure you use that code CLAYANDBUCK at checkout. You'll get a nice 20% discount. Black Rifle Coffee, America's coffee.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, I'm covered, no worries. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance. That can be a lot of money for your family. But how do you know you're not being overbilled? It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. When your medical claims come in, HealthLock technology reviews the claim for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors, so you pay only what you owe. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Bottom line, insurance alone isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
Nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter tank of gas. You know what it will get you, though? For $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk.
You'll get the same quality of service as AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile, but for half the cost. The average size family saves almost $1,000 a year, all with no contracts and no activation fees. You can keep your cell phone number and your phone, or get great deals on the latest iPhones and Androids.
Make the switch today and save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company who shares our values, who supports our military and veterans, creates American jobs, and refuses to advertise on fake news networks. Go to puretalk.com/buck to switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. That's puretalk.com/buck.
There it is, lit, my own worst enemy. You're hearing it. You're going to be hearing more of it. We so appreciate all of you listening to us every day and in general. Want to hear from you, of course. We open up the lines, and it is a tsunami of phone calls right away, which we were expecting. And here is Blake in Colorado. Blake, lit, what do you think?
Hey, I love it. I was big fan of the show. I followed Clay actually from Fox Sports Radio. And I loved him on there, especially during the COVID years. And I was thinking that you guys were thinking about maybe Kid Rock possibly too. But
we did. We discussed Kid Rock. We kicked around, and it's just the instrumental that you hear there. And for everybody out there, some people don't pay that much attention to music. Other people pay a lot of attention to it. It's the open of each hour. So you'll hear that instrumental that you just heard to open hour one, hour two, and hour three. And so we listened. I mean, Buck and I are, let's be honest, we are not super music people. But when this was expiring, we needed to come up with a new song. And so they had a bunch of different suggestions. And what we wanted to make sure was that we were not featuring someone who would not like
our show. We're never getting, about this, you know, even when Trump would play at these arenas,
they would
they would send this annoying letter, don't use that song. So we just said, no. We're only talking to bands that are cool with us, support our values, and quite honestly, respect this audience. They're one of you. Lit is one of you in terms of their view of America. So that was a huge, huge win for us in that regard. Blake, we're glad you like it. Good to hear it. Todd, in his self-described freedom bunker in Nebraska. Hey, Todd.
Hey, Buck. It's so good to hear you again. Clay, hello as well.
Thank you.
You know, it is a tough day. Transitions are hard, and they're inevitable, though. And so I want to start just by saying quickly, maybe dittos to all of us that have listened to Rush and miss him. I miss him every day. And prayers for Catherine. We think of you and we love you and our hearts are always with you. And I've been a Rush listener since 92. Buck, I've been listening to you for years. I'm not an OSS member, but pretty close.
Thank you.
And, you know, I'm just so, it's sad and happy at the same time. When Rush passed away, Buck, I was clearly torn up, but very happy. Couldn't have been more happy to learn that you were going to be in the replacement slot along with Clay. And so 20 minutes ago, when the song came on, my city was gone. I'm here with my bass over my shoulder, playing it along, dancing with my closest friend in the world, as we always do, get up and dance. And so very sad to hear that news. But at the same time, guys, I saw Lit in concert when I lived in Kansas City in 2000. Outdoor concert in the middle of summer, one of the greatest nights. The stars came out. So what an excellent selection to continue with. And to both of you and all the Rush listeners across America, I want to say, and around the world, you know, love you, Rush. And to you too, keep up the fight. We listen every day, 3 hours every day. Podcast subscriber, and end with Shields High.
Shields High, Todd. Thank you so much. I'll have to explain that one at some point too. Maybe we'll start working that one into the show. OSS, Clay, you know, is the Office of Strategic Services. Listeners, when I started a show that was digital. I was digital first. It was a radio stream on theblaze.com on Saturdays for 3 hours. Our original Saturday squad was what they called it. So that's what he was referring to there. We got more calls, people calling in saying they love Lit and they want to weigh in. And other folks, I'm sure, are going to be calling in too. But I think, unfortunately, we're about to hit a hard break. And we got a big issue to talk about here in a second, which is Title 42 with the AG of Arizona, Mark Brnovich, who's also also in his own race there. So we got to talk to him in a few moments here. Border mess, Clay, is this going to be, I think this will be end up being the biggest story in the country in June alongside the final abortion decision. Those are going to be two very, very big stories.
No doubt. You guys can continue to weigh in. We may take a few more of your calls to close out the show. But like you said, we've got the Attorney General of Arizona coming in to talk about Title 42 and everything going on with the larger universe of the border. But we also want to tell you, you've got to want to get taken care of in terms of preserving your family's memories, whether it's old videotapes, old film reels, whatever it is. Get hooked up with an incredible offer right now with our friends at Legacy Box. You can future-proof your memories today so you can gather the family and begin the trip down memory lane. Here's how you do it. Go to legacybox.com/clay to get 40% off your first order. Again, you are preserving your entire family's history and their memories as some of these digital reels may start to fade if you don't have them taken care of. Get hooked up today. Exclusive offer. Send it in when you're ready. Again, go check it out. Legacybox.com/clay. They've done it for over 1 million families. You can save 40% today. Legacybox.com/clay.
Closing up shop here today on the Clay and Buck Show. Appreciate you hanging with us. If you missed any part of what we talked about today, you can go back, listen to the podcast. They put it up hour by hour. iHeart app, that's our favorite place to get it, but you can listen wherever you get your podcasts. And you go check it out, and we will be continuing to do great content for you. That's the plan. Wait, before we go to some more calls, because we got lines lit up all over the place. We have opened the floodgates to the phones. Clay, you... I did enjoy the My Week with Marilyn movie. I thought that was good for what it was. It was a pretty entertaining. Did you see that movie, My Week with Marilyn?
I have not seen it. No.
Oh, it's very good. Very well done, actually. I would recommend that. It was better than I thought it would be. Good date movie.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing. But you're a Marilyn Monroe history buff, I guess.
Well, I saw this circulating. I thought it was interesting. So I'm a history nerd. And one of the most iconic moments of John F. Kennedy's presidency is when Marilyn Monroe sang happy birthday to him. It has now been the 60th anniversary. This happened 60 years ago today. And we actually had a debate about whether we could play this or not. I had to put my lawyer hat on. This is a historically relevant moment in American history. Those of you who remember, I wanted to give you a little bit of taste. Here's what it sounded like. Marilyn Monroe, by the way, we're talking about how tone deaf I was. Marilyn Monroe, not tone deaf. Here's her birthday singing to the president.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mr. President. Happy birthday to you.
Let me just say this.
Make
as a married
great
man,
again.
As a married,
everybody, happy birthday.
As a married man, I don't know how JFK didn't get killed by Jackie Kennedy as soon as that happened. I don't know how that didn't happen, because there's a lot of married men out there. If I don't even know who the equivalent today of Marilyn Monroe is. Can you think who the equivalent?
No, there's
of Marilyn
nobody.
Monroe?
There's
nobody
has
on that level
of
fame.
Iconic female. You know, beauty and sensuality, and that at that no, I mean she's kind of the first. She's kind of like the Beatles of you know, female
by herself.
You know.
So yeah, that had to be an awkward return home to the White House for John F. Kennedy Jr. JFK, I would think. As a married man, I mean, don't think that probably went very well.
Just for the record, the media was a very different world back then. They covered up for so much about
yes.
JFK's personal life, his problems, the use of different substances, his we could dalliances,
I mean,
to use a euphemism.
This was a totally different era. All but, that was true. I mean, they
but,
covered up.
But they covered it all up. They
yeah.
didn't even. They knew about stuff, and they're like, oh, we're not going to talk about that because we
they
want people to believe in
Camelot. They covered up the fact that FDR couldn't walk.
Yeah.
I mean, this was a totally different
this
era.
This is why when people, the whole self-serving narrative of journalism as truth tellers who stand athwart power, the history of American journalism is actually the opposite of that for the most part. It is usually cozying up to and doing the bidding of power, particularly when it comes to political journalism and people with access to the White House, because, you know, there was a time when if you weren't with a, you know, a major news organization, didn't have access, you couldn't even get your thoughts out there anyway. So everyone was playing the game, man, and they covered up JFK, I mean, you know, a lot of problems. A lot of problems.
No doubt. By the way, 79% approval rating because the media covered up a lot of things.
Because they covered it. And they want us to go back to that. If the media had their way, America would be 79% approving of Joe Biden, as we can't find baby formula and we have the worst worst economic crisis happening right now since 2008. Anyway, you can see, but see, Clay took us to the happy place and I got all, it's because I can't speak today. So I'm
just trying
surly.
To bring in a little bit of historical relevancy.
Clay wanted to make it like a light historical ending and I'm salty over here because I need to gargle salt water and I can barely speak. Steven in Allentown, Pennsylvania has got some thoughts. What's up, Steven?
Clay and Buck, Shields high.
Shields high, sir.
I got to say, I miss Rush, but if there was ever any dynamic duo that can continue on with the good work for the, God bless you both, you're doing it. You're doing a bang-up job, too.
Thank you.
What do you think of the band?
You know what? I love that. I got to say, and it wasn't easy for me at first because I grew up in Ohio, and Chrissy Hynde and the Pretenders, when I would hear that come on, I mean, I played high school football at Hoover High in North Canton, Ohio, and I always identified, even though I live in Pennsylvania now, I always identified that to a time in my life that, you know, you only get once.
Yeah, thank you for the call. Look, I think a lot of people, you know, it's going to be partly generational, and Buck and I are a little bit younger, and that was a song that to us evokes an era that we thought was a pretty good one. And I just love, I mean, in this era where musicians are constantly saying, if you don't share my politics, I don't want you to share my music. We wanted to make sure that we found somebody who fit the political moment. Randy in, I think it's Maxwell, Nebraska.
Randy.
Sure.
Hey.
It's an honor to be on.
We appreciate you.
Lifelong Democrat, but I enjoy the show.
All righty. We'll take it.
No, you know, you could have went with your bumper music. Forgive me, I'm dealing with a bout of COVID, and that's no joke. But anyway, you could have went with your bumper music of Hot Chocolate, but Lit is great. You could have went with Blink 182 or Goldfinger, but Lit is great. You know, the Tonight Show was an iconic theme with Johnny Carson, that theme song for like 25, 30 years. And then when it changed to Jay Leno, he changed the music. So the Pretenders can go to rest with Rush.
Well, thank you, by the way. Look, we could have come on at the very start and said we demand everything about the show change. Buck and I did not in any way believe that that was appropriate. So a full year of honoring Rush's legacy by continuing to play his theme music. And I think Buck's analogy is a good one of retiring the jersey. I mean, this is a song that will forever be connected to Rush, and we honor his legacy every day by fighting the battles that he would still be fighting if he were here. And I think he would be happy that we have selected a band that was a big fan of his. I mean, they loved listening to the show, and Buck and I wanted to make that certain when we picked a new song that it would be somebody who honored the legacy of Rush and of this audience and of this show.
Yeah, they were Rush fans as well as people that listen to this show now. So we managed to find a band with both, which was pretty amazing when you think about how far left most of the entertainment media and music world is. So we're really fortunate. We're excited about it. We appreciate all of you giving us, first of all, this whole year of listening. I am going to go rest my voice. Clay is going to go take care of the family, and we will be back with you tomorrow, ready to rock.
Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to improving the lives of America's veterans, first responders, and their families. For over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget.
Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young kids, builds specially adapted smart homes for severely injured veterans, and is working to eradicate veteran homelessness.
David Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. He has never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of his first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor.
Tunnel of Towers is committed to supporting veterans, first responders, and their families, and so many of them need your help. Join the foundation on its mission to do good and never forget. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
Nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter tank of gas. You know what it'll get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today and save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company who shares our values.
Go to puretalk.com/clay to switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. That's puretalk.com/clay.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs.
That can be a lot of money, but are your bills even accurate?
It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors.
HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud.
You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills.
To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com.